church family, Nihao, or Atamari for Maori, Talopalawa for my Samoan brothers and sisters, for my Chinese, for the Tongans, Zhao Shao Hao for my Chinese family, Gao Cha for my Taiwanese friends there, Bonjour for the French people there, Magandang Umaga for the Filipinos, and Annyeong Haseyo. We are enjoying a life that is full of choices. For example, if you're going to go and dine on a restaurant, you would like to choose what will be the best food you're going to choose on the menu. Isn't it that life here, especially in New Zealand, is great because we have a lot of choices? Now, I'm going to be telling you that we may have some choices, but along the line, there could be some right choices, and there are also some bad choices that we can do. Just like recently, I bought this fragrance, which I never had before. Among the fragrances that I trialed, I picked this one. And then the following day, when I'm about to use it, I hate the fragrance. I was confused of trialing so many. I hate it. And even Chari says, that doesn't suit you, the fragrance. No, that is not you. So I ended up having a wrong choice. And another thing is, back in Manila, when we were still not yet Christians back then, Chari and myself are saving up for our marriage. We are saving up until we come to a point in time that we will make a vow for our wedding. Now, one of Chari's relatives encouraged us to invest that money. And you know what we did? We invested all of our savings towards Chari's relatives. Few months' time, we are getting the high, huge interest, but when the time comes that we would like to retrieve everything, we can get it. It is just like a pyramid scheme. So we ended up again having the wrong choice. It is a wrong choice. So even that life offers us so many choices, we need wisdom. We need a careful attention so we can go through the process and select the right decision. Do you know what? A single choice that you will make could create a lifetime impact on your life. I'm going to tell you, if you made a simple choice, could be the hardest choice, it could create the biggest impact in your life. And not only that, sometimes, many times, it could even affect your family, the next generation. So today, who would like to have takeaways for today? Takeaways. It's free. Takeaways. Takeaways. I'm going to be giving you four words. Four words that you can use in your daily life, in your dreams, in your simple lives. Are you ready? Are you ready, church? Tell to your neighbor, make a godly choice. So this is the message. Make a godly choice. That's the end. No, I'm just joking. So let us go now to, if you have your Bibles with you, I would like you to go to the book of Hebrews. Is this working? Yeah. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 24 to 28. The Bible said, by faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invincible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn will not touch the firstborn of Israel. So, talking about our life, that we have a lot of choices, you know, I'm going to summarize my preaching today that my subtitle is, The Choice is Yours. We all have choices, but firstly, let me go to Moses. What is the background of Moses? You know what? If you're going to be reading the book of Hebrews, Moses did a lot of bad choices. He did a lot of bad choices. Just you and I. We did a lot of bad choices. Moses killed an Egyptian. He tried to hide his crime by hiding the Egyptian he killed. He fled to another country. And not only that, he ran away from the family who raised him and treated him to be their child. For the first 40 years, you know, Joseph was raised, you know, on a wealthy family, on a majestic life. And then he fled to the country of Midian as a shepherd. While he was tending his sheep, there was a moment that he saw this burning bush, but the flame was not consuming that bush. And then he heard, Moses, Moses. There he encountered God calling him. He encountered God at this moment that in spite of all those years that he did, you know, he made a mistake and yet God is calling him that you are worthy to come to him in his throne of grace. So Moses encountered God on that burning bush. And I know all of us today, you know, sometimes we might feel this condemnation in us that I have done nothing right in my life. I have done nothing, you know, that is beneficial for my family and for this country. But you know what? Just like Moses, who spent 40 years just tending sheep, and then one day, God called him. God called him to become God's son. God called him to be God's refuge towards the Israelites. And by Moses selecting that God is only his refuge, that God can accept him even though he is a murderer, Moses experienced the compassion of the Father. He experienced the greatest reward that he had, that no matter what sins he did, God can restore it and God can forgive it. So, when Moses encountered God, he obeyed to become the deliverer of his people, the Israelites. Even though that Pharaoh back then was against of allowing the Israelites to go through Moses to worship God in the desert, Moses see the great miracles of God. Moses see the great wonders in his life, that no matter what, how hardened the heart of Pharaoh is, there is nothing impossible that God can rescue those people. Moses saw the 10 plagues that God brought to the Egyptians. He even saw the pillar of cloud that guided them by morning and the pillar of fire that guided them by night. What we can learn today and this morning that Moses had a great faith. I'm going to be telling you that no matter what situation that you are facing, you have a choice. You have a choice to have a great faith. Just like Moses. Moses made choices in his life that put him where he was at this point in his life. Great faith begins with a hard choice and everyday simple choices of our life. Despite the fear, despite the challenges, despite the trials, let us look at what Moses did that bring him to a greater faith. Okay. Yeah. Firstly, Moses chose a great God. I believe that Moses chose a great God, for he endured him, God himself, that is invisible. He had his eyes on God who created the heaven and the earth. He fixed his eyes on the God who rescued the Israelites. He fixed his eyes on the God who showed him mercy, even though that he is sinful. He saw this majestic power of God through his compassion and love and grace. He is mindful that even though, no matter what consequence that we all face in our life, God can still give us a second chance. So God is giving his grace and power and love for all of us, whoever, for those who will seek God in spirit and in truth. And the Bible encourages us to focus our eyes on Jesus, the only perfecter of our faith. And I'm going to be sharing with you my testimony, just like back then before, when I was not yet a Christian, I made a lot of bad choices in my life. I almost lost my marriage because of my bad choices. I almost lost my health. And you know what? I am doomed for eternal punishment. But when I met God, just like Moses on that burning bush, God convicted my heart. He convicted me that I melted down on my knees, that I can't live my life based on my own strength, based on my own knowledge, based on my own skills. I cannot. For me to have a life that I have now, I need to make a choice back then. I surrendered my life to Jesus as Lord and Savior. And focusing to Jesus directed the rest of my 12 years. That's why I am here today, along with my family. Just like Moses, God can redeem everybody's life, no matter what bad choices you make. Secondly, another choice that Moses did is he chose his identity with a great purpose. At one point, when you look at the life of Moses, he chose to be identified with God as an Israelite rather than to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. His identity shows his deep sense of purpose in life. Everything in him changed. His passion, his motivation, the way he thinks. And because of this, he decided to live a life with an identity, with a purpose. Moses is someone who we can consider as a person who lost everything. He almost lost a majestic life, pleasure, comfort, five-star food. Imagine you're living in a palace. But despite all the things that he lost, he knew what has gained, and that was a strong relationship with the great God. Moses fulfilled God's purpose. The best decision in our lives are the decisions that will help us identify our lives as followers of Jesus and help us accomplish our purpose in life. Now I'm going to be throwing this question to you for you to think. Do you know your identity? Do you know your true purpose in life? Just like me, when I got saved, I thought that after receiving Jesus Christ, that's it. But, you know, every time, just like you here, I'm attending a gathering of believers in a church. I'm attending a gathering of small groups. There was a moment in my life that I was a guest. But when God called me that you are already my son, and when Jesus said that you are my disciple, I've taken the responsibility to be the son of God. I have taken the responsibility to be a follower of Jesus. That's why, even though that I work 5.5 days a week, I raise up my two sons, Ian and Ivan. I make sure that my wife is happy. I make sure that my customers are well served. I make sure that I can have time with my friends in here, you know, and outside of the church. Aside from that, I love to serve God. I love to serve Jesus. I chose to be a connect group leader in this church. I chose to serve the body of church. Before, I was a guest, but now I am already a member of God's household. So if you were here enjoying just like a guest, my challenge is, would you like yourselves to be a guest forever? I don't think so, because just like my sons, they do have responsibility in our house. And then the third choice that Moses did is, Moses chose to trust the promise of his word. When Moses chose God, he found out that God's will and purpose, God's promise for him and for his people, the choice he made changed him. It changed who he was, and it changed what he lived for. He gave his life to the word of God to fulfill every purpose and promise. The truth of the word of God became his anchor in his everyday life, that he wanted to see the fulfillment of it in his life. Moses lived a life of so many challenges, just like you and I. Despite the trials, God delivered Moses and the Israelites from the hands of the Pharaoh and the Egyptians who oppressed them to slavery. Moses saw God carry out his word by providing them all their needs every day: food, water, clothing, shelter. But you know what? Even though that God is providing everything they need, there are some murmurs there. There are some people, they're moaning. The Israelites are constantly complaining to Moses about their lives in the desert. Trusting God to the promise of his word helped Moses to endure the role of leadership in 40 years. Moses experienced the most incredible miracle because God is sovereign and powerful to fulfill his word. 40 years in the desert that Moses is serving God and his people. But you know what? Just like you and me, when we became Christians, we are not perfect. But Moses, he is the son of God. He is the deliverer of the Israelites. He may have some flaws that will be tested in due time. And there is one crucial moment in Moses' life that he did not obey enough and honor God in the sight of Israelites. God commanded Moses to speak to the rock in Meribah in the sight of Israelites. But Moses, out of his frustration from the complaints of the Israelites, you know what happened? Who among you read this story? Instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock twice by his staff. He tried to take matters into his own hands. He was supposed to be the leader, but also the servant of God. God disciplined Moses because of his disobedience, that he will not be able to reach the promised land, and Moses will remain and die reaching the promised land. If you are in the same situation, you trusted God in accordance into his ways, you are diligently attending church, you're tithing, you're everything, you're following him, and then there was one disobedience that you did, and now you are in a situation that you are facing this consequence based on your disobedience. What would you do if you realize that you are facing this disobedience? What would you do if you're now facing this consequence because you disobey God? What would you do? Would you go back again to his word in Hebrews chapter 12 that says, God disciplines those he loves, and he punishes for everyone he accepts as sons and daughters? Let's go back to the Bible. In Numbers 12:3, the Bible said that Moses was a very humble man, more humble than everyone else on earth. Despite the consequence that he got from his mistake, Moses chose to be humble. He chose to fear God. He chose to love God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Moses chose to obey God's ways. Moses chose to be humble. Moses chose to pray constantly, not for himself, but he prays constantly for his people, for God's purpose and God's will for the Israelites. And you know what? Moses' radical choice made him to a better place. If you can just fast track now on the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 2, when Jesus was transfigured, there was also Moses and Elijah talking with our Lord Jesus. Regardless of the fact that Moses wasn't allowed to enter the promised land, Moses now in a much better place that we call heaven. Heaven where all the angels are saints. They're singing praises to the King of Kings. I remember living a life as a Christian. I do have some flaws. You may also have some flaws. One of my flaws was tested. First time that I work in a retail, I was always been in sales, but always on a wholesaler, on a management side. And now I became a sales consultant. That means I need to sell the product by myself. Not unlike before, I have some people with me who sells the product. So when I joined this company, God opened up my heart and my soul that I am committing this great sin. I envy my other colleagues that they are performing well. I envy them when they are getting some good sales. And God inflicted me this bitterness, but thank God that by His grace, that by His Spirit, I was able to determine that my heart is not right. My intention, my working attitude is not right. God helped me go through to that kind of attitude. I humbly renounce it. I humbly accept it to God that this is not right. I'm committing a big mistake. I'm committing a sin against His Ten Commandments. But you know what? God redeems. Because back then, I was only a new sales consultant. I was worried that, will I be able to go through to this? Will I be able today to stay to this work? Will I be able to stay to this company? I'm too worried about so many things. I'm too worried about what will happen next. But upon realizing that I made a mistake, God gave me a new spirit, a new attitude. And what happens next? God redeemed me as a person. God helped me in my job. And I'm still here doing the same kind of sales. And God always provides the sales that I need. So I can always be a provider to my family. I've been doing that for the 12 years in my life here in New Zealand. So thank God that no matter what flaws we have, if we will only recognize that we as a human can make mistakes just like Moses, God's mercy and grace, His compassion is always available to renew us, to give us a new heart. In closing, you know what? Our culture caters to our choices. We like our options open. We enjoy the opportunity to choose our preferences. Popular psychology and human reasoning tells us to make choices based on what feels good. Society preaches to just follow your heart. But God has given us a much better guide. However, this is the Bible. I would encourage everyone to choose God. Seek Him with all your heart. Choose to read and hear the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night. Fill your mind with God's promises. Fill your mind with God's presence. Fill your mind with God's Spirit. Fill your mind, fill your heart with God's love. Think about this. Jesus is amazingly good. He is amazingly gracious. And He have an unconditional love. We should all realize that the only way to live our life in our world today is to live by faith and have an incredible relationship towards Jesus. Living by faith in this real world makes so much sense when we serve an amazingly good, gracious, and very loving God. And Moses would like to leave you this word. He mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. My prayer to you is, may God Himself help you directly to find that answer. A new life in recovery is but a decision away. The choice is yours, church. The choice is yours. But I'm going to be encouraging you. Choose God. Choose to read His Word. Choose to believe Him. Choose to pray rather than to worry. Choose to trust God rather than to fear. Choose to love and obey Jesus. So I'm going to end you this very important question. Will you make the right choice? Thank you, church. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. I pray now for every person who is in here right now, young and old, every culture, every tribe, Father God. I lift them up to you, Father, that whatever their circumstance may be, Lord, whether they are in need, whether they are in completeness, Father, I pray, Father God, that they will choose to decide, Father God, to live a life of good choices. And those choices, Father God, that should be godly, I pray, Father, that you will pour out your Spirit upon them. Provide them your grace. Give them a new heart. Give them, help them to renew their mind. Provide them hope that only you, only in you, that they can have a strong tower, a strong refuge. Provide them a new meaning and a life of purpose. I pray, Father God, that no matter what circumstance that they may have, Father God, they will choose to be with you, Jesus. They will choose to follow your word. They will choose to pray. And they will choose to obey, no matter how hard it is, no matter what. Even though it is impossible, Father God, only you can make the breakthroughs in their lives. It's because you love them, Father. I pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.